Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Joel Ward wins it for Washington. The Caps beat the Bruins in sudden death, and the reign of Boston comes to an end in Game 7 of the quarterfinals.
Oh, the pain of it this morning for Boston Bruins fans. That was Nesson announcer Jack Edwards calling the end of the Bruins' quest to keep the Stanley Cup in Boston. On home ice at the Garden last night, in overtime, the Bruins lost Game 7 2-1 to the Washington Capitals. WBUR's Doug Tribou has been covering the series, was at the Garden last night, and is with us this morning here in the studio for a postmortem. Not what we wanted you to be talking about, Dr. Doug.
No, that's right.
It was another close game between the Bruins and the Capitals. What was the biggest problem for the Bruins last night?
Well, you know, their greatest sin might have been not scoring first. The team that scored first won 6 of the 7 games, but more specifically, they just never got the offense going the way they needed to. They didn't capitalize on their power play opportunities, and they seemed to just not quite have the flow that they needed to get offensively. And head coach Claude Julien said that the power play was definitely the biggest problem in his mind.
Probably the most frustrating part of our game was that power play that could have ended the series and the game. But I guess when you look at the whole picture, I think it was more than that. You know, at the end of the series, you look at their team and you look at ours, and they were the better team.
And that power play that he's talking about came toward the end of the third period. They could have put a goal in and conceivably won, and they just did not deliver, and that is an ongoing problem for them.
Yeah, they just could not get that puck in front of the net on the power plays last night from what I saw.
Not at all. There were no rebound chances. The one time they did score, they had a few chances in front of the net, but they couldn't seem to establish it.
All right, let me ask about the Washington's 22-year-old goalie. Was he the key? And considering it was his first playoff series ever, how key was he?
Well, he put up an amazing performance. Braden Holtby, he's 22. He's now played in as many games in the postseason this season as he did in the regular season this season. And he did turn away a lot of shots. He beat Tim Thomas by one goal. All of these games were separated by one goal, so he was one goal better than Tim Thomas for the series, and he turned away more shots than Thomas. But I think the sense is that the Bruins could have put more pressure on him, like you were saying, more rebounds, more in front of the net distractions. There wasn't a lot of that.
You said one goal, despite the pain for the Bruins and the Bruins fans. In this loss, the series goes down in the NHL history books for how incredibly close it was.
That's right. This is the first series to ever have all 7 games decided by one goal. It's very unusual to have even several of them decided that way. 4 of the games went into overtime, and in fact, during the whole series, only once did a team lead by 2 goals, and that lasted for 2 minutes and 54 seconds. Washington led Boston, and then Boston tied it up very quickly after that. So, a very, very tight series.
The National Hockey League hasn't had a repeat champion for the Stanley Cup since Detroit won it back in 1997-98. What makes it so tough to be the Stanley Cup champions back-to-back?
Well, when you win, as the Bruins did last year, you play until mid-June, and then your camp opens in mid-September, and of course, between then, you've got a lot of celebrating and parades and places to be. It's a very short off-season, and so the mental focus to get back into the mindset of a champion is very difficult. Despite that, Bruins goalie Tim Thomas said he felt like the Bruins were ready to win again.
I thought we had a better chance than most. I thought if we could get past this first round hurdle that we would pick up some energy and momentum. And I had the picture in the head of holding my cup again this year. And I thought I believed that this team still had what it took to get it done, even with that short summer and everything else.
But for the second consecutive year, the former champion goes out in the first round. The Chicago Blackhawks did, and now the Bruins have done it.
You know, in my last question, Doug, I would much rather be asking, so what's ahead for the Bruins in the playoffs? But since I can't do that this morning, let me ask this. What do they need to do in the offseason to go further next season?
Well, I think the first thing is get healthy. One benefit of a longer offseason is sort of the chance to rest, relax, and get back on track. They had a lot of injuries in this series. Patrice Bergeron was playing hurt, clearly not himself the last couple of games. Joe Corvo hurt. They were missing Nathan Horton. They've had problems with Mark Savard with concussions. So they need to get healthy. And then in the long term, I think they need to deal with that offensive consistency. How do they deliver in those power play situations down the stretch, those skill players that can really put them over the top? They haven't had that. They got through without it last year, but this year it hurt them a lot.
All right. So Bruins fans, just fold up and neatly press those golden towels that you had out last night and put them away for next year.
Celtics coming soon, though, right?
Doug Trebue, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.
Doug Trebue is a reporter and producer for Only a Game, heard Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on WBUR.